And so let us pray together. And we seek stillness of heart and mind and soul. Stillness which you, Lord, can fill with your active presence. Lord, our God, eternal and wonderful, holy to be trusted, you give life to all. You help those who come to you and give hope to those who call on you. Set our hearts and minds at peace that we may bring our prayers to you and our lives to you with confidence and joy. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We seek to come to the Lord in adoration, thanking him, praising him for who he is. Blessed are you, Lord our God. In your love you create all things out of nothing through your eternal word. Blessed are you, Lord our God. In your love you redeemed the world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are you, Lord our God. In your love you empower your people through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We glorify and we adore you. And as we come into the safety of God's presence, rejoicing in his grace towards us, let us make our confession to God. Holy God, we confess that we have rebelled against you and broken your law of love. We have not loved our neighbours nor heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray, and free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In Christ we are set free. Through Christ we are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. And let's share together in praying as the Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, as a congregation, we are in week two of our series, looking at what it is to be a healthy church and what helps us to be a healthy church. Last week we thought about how we seek to be energized by faith. Today we're thinking about how a healthy church takes seriously seeking to find out what God wants. In junior church, I know you're looking in a very similar way at prayer and how we speak with God and help God to be part of what we do. But when we seek to find out what God wants, it made me think about how decisive we are. Put your hand up if you're really decisive. Put your hand up if you're not very decisive at all. Put your hand up halfway up if you're not really sure whether you're decisive or not. Yeah. There are times when I can be quite decisive. There are times when I'm really indecisive. Presented with a dessert menu in a restaurant is one of my moments of rank indecision, because I look at them all and I think, yes, I want that one and I want that one. Does anyone else have that problem? Do you? Yes. So I look and I think, yes, I'd love that lemon cheesecake. Yes, I think I'll have the lemon cheesecake. And then Jill will say, oh, I think, well, she doesn't know, but she would. She'd say, I think I'll have the profiteroles. And then I look at that and I think, oh, yes, the profiteroles. I think, yes, maybe, I'll stick with the lemon. No, I'll have the profiteroles. So the waiter comes and then I change my mind to the fudge cake. at the final moment. And then the profiteroles and the lemon cheesecake come for others on the table to have. And I think, oh, I wish I'd picked that. You like that? Yeah. Now, Jill knows me inside out, and she knows this. So over the years, she's bought me a couple of dice. Is a couple of die? Is it dice? What's the plural of dice?
Dice.
Dice. Is that right? Dice. So that's all right. A couple of dice. Thank you. Good. We can move on. A couple of dice. One, because I'm not very good at cooking. We had a prenuptial agreement when we got married that Jill would cook and I would wash up. And then we bought a dishwasher. So it's fine. But when Jill's away, prick and ping. You're familiar with that? You know, these meals that you buy from Tesco where you prick the top and then you put it in the microwave and wait for the ping. That is my culinary prick and ping. But she did buy me a die. I should have thought about this. And you roll the die and you get take away, eat out, cook, take away, cook, eat out, take away. So that's good for the indecisive. Today I shall... Sorry at home. Eat out! Result, eat out. That's good. Are you keeping up with me? Eat out. Today I will eat out. Then she bought me another one, which I thought was a bit harsh because this does imply that she has a problem with my decision-making ability, which just has on it no, yes, no, yes, no, yes. And I thought the answer was always yes, dear. Is that not right? But yes, it's if only it was so easy to make decisions by rolling a die. If only it was so easy to know what God wanted us to be and do by just saying, Lord, show me, and opening our eyes, and the answer was there. But we know, don't we? And we'd be foolish to pretend it was any different. We know that it is quite a challenge sometimes for us to know what we should do. Lots of times it doesn't matter, and we don't really need to invest in a whole load of prayer about what shall I have for tea tonight. But there are those times in our lives when we really are faced with choices and forks in the road. And we can be really quite perplexed as to which road we're called to take. One of the things that we are being reminded through this series is that although a quick prayer doesn't make it easy, a life of prayerfulness helps us to draw God into the midst of our lives and helps us to find clarity through the fog over time. So we're focusing on that, both in junior church and here in church. And junior church suggested that we might sing 519, which we're going to sing now. Father, I place into your hands the things that I cannot do. Father, I place into your hands the times that I've been through.